We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm John Ramey with your Wolfpack Daily. COVID-19 issues have postponed both the men's and women's basketball seasons. The women's series against Air Force was originally scheduled for today and tomorrow. The rescheduled date will be announced once finalized by the Mountain West Conference and both schools. Nevada women's basketball is still scheduled to play at Colorado State this coming Friday and Sunday. Women's basketball currently 9-8 overall, 5-7 in the Mountain West Conference. On the men's side, both Saturday's and today's scheduled games at San Jose State have been postponed. Further updates and schedule announcements by the Mountain West Conference will be announced at a later date. More Wolfpack Daily after this.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing. Big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Back on Wolfpack Daily. The softball team has surged to a 4-1 start to the year. The Wolfpack beat Sacramento State 10-0 on Sunday in Sacramento. It's Nevada's third win in a row. Sierra Mello, Haley Berta, and Sadaria McAllister each had multi-hit games in the win over Sac State. Blake Kraft tossed two scoreless innings in relief for the victory. She struck out one and she did not issue a single walk. Kraft is now 2-1 on the season. The victory Sunday for Nevada comes after a doubleheader sweep Friday over UC Davis of the Big West Conference. Wolfpack softball next faces the University of Washington and Dixie State University in a doubleheader Friday in St. George, Utah. Volleyball dropped two matches over the weekend in Mountain West play to Colorado State at the Virginia Street Gym. The Rams won the series finale match Saturday night, 3-1. Nevada volleyball now 0-4 on the year. The team will remain home, and volleyball will host Air Force on Friday and Saturday. Both the men's and women's golf teams open their season today. For the women, they open the year in the Rebel Beach Tournament. It's hosted by UNLV and takes place in Las Vegas. For the men, they open the year at the Prestige Tournament hosted by UC Davis. That takes place in La Quinta, California, in inland Southern California in the Coachella Valley. I'm John Ramey with your Wolfpack Daily. Find me on Twitter at wolf_pack_radio.